a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We've got New Zealand alt-rock rising artist Michaela Cougar, whose new song, whose new song Control and music video dropped on August 6th. So she's here to talk to us about her new song. Hi, Michaela.
Hey, hi.
Kia ora, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for interviewing me. I was just saying that to you, that you guys at Radio 1 have been so supportive of this project that I'm releasing, and I'm so grateful.
Oh, we're always here to support up-and-coming artists in New Zealand, especially when they're good. That's always a plus. We like that.
Thanks.
So nice. Talk to us about Control. It's a beautiful new single. It's emotionally charged. It's got great production. You described it yourself as being born from the depths of a mental health crash. Could you take us through the sort of emotional journey that led to you writing and releasing this song?
Yeah, I had a real low point a couple years back, and just like a lot of anxiety, which kind of in itself led to a lot of low mood, and just like, I guess the core of anxiety is like not feeling in control or just being afraid of what's going to happen. And I went to Tony Wayne's house, who produced this track, and he had this concept. He had like written this diary entry, and he had this whole production, like this, the whole music that you hear behind the actual singing, he kind of had made already. And we were talking just about like life and just letting go. That was kind of the main sentence, just let go. And I went away and I just wrote a song around that. And although like when I wrote it, I didn't necessarily feel in a place of being able to let go of that control, I was aware that that's where I needed to get to. So that's kind of how the song was born.
Beautiful. It's very vulnerable of you to not only like express that when you're promoting the song and with this new release, but to write the song in the first place. I think that's really special. And you talk about the production there. Tony Wayne of the Narcs, as most people know him.
Yes. Yep.
He sort of, what did he bring to the production of the song that wasn't there before? That the sort of atmosphere there.
This was actually like the first time I had written a song like this. Usually I write, like I'll play my guitar and come up with some chords and write on top of that, and then I'll either produce it myself or bring it to someone to produce. And this was the first time it was totally flipped. And he had just made this whole track. Like I'd been quite open with him about my mental health. I know him quite well, and he had made this whole track, and at first he was like, oh, this is a song for me, and I just wondered if you could help songwrite on it. I don't know if he like did that on purpose just to try and help me get a bit more productive with things, or if it was just like a beautiful coincidence that all tied in together. But yeah, he had the whole track already there, and I just went home with it and wrote over it, came up with all these melodies and little bits, and then went back to his and sang all my random little bits, and he just chopped it all up and plonked them together. And so yeah, this was a real different process than what I'm used to. I was like, are you sure this is a song? Like, I didn't even like sit down and like section it out myself, like you've just done it all. But I know a lot of artists do that, and it was just different. Yeah.
Wow. So how long do you think that process was for you to write the song and then get it all put together? It must have been pretty speedy.
It was pretty quick. Yeah. He showed me the song. I went home and I just in a day, like when I felt in the mood and stuff, I just came up with all these sections. I kind of had like sectioned it out myself, but came up with all these ideas and then went back to his and just sang on it. And that was actually kind of it. Like, that was the only time we used the vocals from that, like, demo kind of, oh, here's my ideas take. And that was the only time I did vocals on it, and we stuck with it. So, yeah. And at some point I was like, wait, so is this my song now? Like, it was funny.
I think that's quite a fun way to do it, and it's very collaborative, and it's nice, it's quite intimate to be doing that with a friend.
Yeah, it was really like just natural and yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed it a lot. I really liked when he showed me it. I was like, I love this. It sounds like Radiohead to me, the like production.
Yeah, cool. And you talk about, when you talk about the aesthetics of this song in particular and the things that you've said about it, you say that it's like this 90s alt-rock, sort of that gritty style.
Yeah.
With the, that's, which is quite juxtaposed with the very vulnerable storytelling that you've got going
on
there. Yeah,
and the vocals are quite different to that, I guess, because they're more sweeter and vulnerable and softer and stuff. I love doing that, you know, like Chalk and Cheese, that saying or whatever it's, or yeah. Like if I have a really like pretty sounding song, I like to have some layer on there that's like ugly or just really gritty or something, or the other way around, if something's really like rough sounding, having a layer of really pretty sparkle on there. Yeah.
And when you talk about that 90s alt rock stuff, who, and you say Radiohead before for the production style, is there anyone else in particular that you're trying to channel when you're creating that vibe?
With that spot song specifically, I wasn't really having anyone in mind except for Radiohead, but that was really just for the production side of it. But for me in general with my music, Alanis Morissette, hands down, like her and Pink are like my top favorite artists in the whole entire universe. And then I also love like No Doubt and Jack White. I love Jack White's like lyrics. He's so cool. Yeah, Cyndi Lauper, which is where kind of some of the like random synthy stuff come in sometimes. I like the idea of taking your favorite artists and finding a way to like put your favorite bits of their stuff into your own song.
So Control is the third single from your upcoming project?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, I've got an project coming out. This is the third single, and you guys really supported me with the first two, which was The Brain Song and Pity Party.
Yeah, nice. Where does this...
You go.
Where does this sit in the context of your wider works? Where do you feel that this is on your journey?
What do you mean? Like
Control. So we've got these three projects that have come out. We've got Pity Party and The Brain Song. What do you
think? Three singles.
Yeah, and they're all sort of following this really lovely themes of mental health and identity and sort of survival and powering on. What is there? Is this an overarching theme that's going to follow through with the rest of the project?
These three songs have been about a lot about mental health. I guess I'm like, I just write what I'm experiencing, and that was a big part of my life for the past few years. The next few songs, so it was The Brain Song, Pity Party, and then this song, they're all kind of like production heavy. And then these next, I've got a few more songs to release, and they are going a lot more like vulnerable, some poppier sounding ones, and more focusing on like less mental health and more kind of personal relationships.
Oh, God.
So we're gonna go into a different zone.
Because I find that when I listen to your songwriting, it's you're very like, you write kind of exactly how you feel, and I think it's really it's quite hard to do, especially, I don't know, I find sometimes you don't feel very pretty or songs that, or poetically, or my feelings personally. So it's very hard. Do you ever struggle to get your feelings to sort of translate into lyrics?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Most of the time I'm like, oh, I suck at songwriting, I can't write. Like The Brain Song, I wrote that because like we all have inner critics, and that day my inner critic was just so apparent, and I was like, oh, I hate every song, every song sucks, like and then I decided I'm just gonna give this critic a chance to write, and I had no intention of like putting it out. I was like, I'm just gonna let it be a bad song, but I'm just gonna get it out. And then it turned into a song. Sorry, what was your question? How is it hard for me to get lyrics out?
I think you elaborate more, because I feel you kind of answered that.
I do, but I feel like that every songwriter maybe kind of thinks, oh man, I can't write a song, and then and then you just pop one out and you're like, oh, it's all right, it's still here. Because I feel like also it's like you never know where they come from sometimes. It's like, how did I do that? How can I ever do that again? And then you do it again and you're like, okay, there it is. Like,
and what you mentioned to me before off air, that you're not doing much live gigs at the moment because you're so focused on this project. Is that something that's going to come afterwards that people can look forward to?
Yeah, I have a few more singles, like three more singles to release. And I've just been finishing them actually with Tom Broom in his studio, and he's been helping me wrap them up. So as soon as I release those, I definitely want to be doing like a celebration gig and just gig. I love playing live, so cool. Definitely want to play gigs as soon as that's done.
Oh, well, cool. Well, thank you so much for being with us here today in the Radio 1 studio and for talking to me. I was just, for my final question, I was wondering, this can be quite hard to answer, but when people listen to your new single, I'm going to play after the interview, I'm going to play the Brain song and then Control. But when people listen to Control, what would you like them to take away from it as the songwriter?
I feel like if anyone's in a hard place, it's like I was saying before, like I wasn't in a when I wrote it, I wasn't in a place where I was able to let go of control, or, you know, anxiety makes you want to like control everything. I wasn't in that place, but just being aware of the fact that we aren't in control and we need to let go, I feel like is the first step. Just being aware of it is the first step to getting yourself out of that really black hole that people can get in. So just that, not feeling like you need to do anything, but just being aware that we aren't in control and that is okay, even if it doesn't feel like it. Just feeling proud of yourself just for being aware of it.
That's a great sentiment, and I think that's a great thing to close us on. Michaela, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh my goodness, anytime. Yeah. Excited probably for some more interviews when those new singles come out.
Yay, yeah, me too. Thanks so much.
That's all good. Okay. Well, to play us out, here is Michaela Cougar with The Brain Song.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.